and it was a tough day. Consequently, you know, we never really got, you know, we never really got into a rhythm. And with that, I'll open it up for questions. Daryl?
Yeah, Coach, could you talk about the offensive line and the pressure that we're not able to keep up?
Oh, well, we had way too much pressure. Our quarterback was hit and sacked way too much. There were numerous times where we didn't really have a chance to get the, you know, to get the play out of the playoff. And it's very difficult for a quarterback. And we have to, you know, we have to be better with our protection.
Do you feel like you were getting beat with their quickness or their strength?
They won the line of scrimmage, Vaughn, both with their strength and with their quickness. They beat us cleanly off the edge a couple of times. We didn't pass some games inside, and Matt was under duress by games, and then the one-on-one pass rush as well. And again, when you're down and you're having to throw the football, it makes it even more difficult for your offensive line.
And then you lose Peter Kimes. I mean, I don't
know. No excuses, guys. You know, you can talk about losing players. Everybody loses players. It's got to be the next man up mentality. That's one thing that you will never hear. You will not hear an excuse. These guys are accountable. The next guy up's got to step in there and do the job. And we've got to, we got to step up and make the plays and protect the quarterback. No, I don't know. He was not able to return to the game. There will be, you know, examination post game, and I'll have an update, and we'll let you guys know like we always do. If there's news about injuries, we'll let you guys know on Monday.
Is there a chance he doesn't make the trip?
I'm not going to talk about the logistics of, we have a plan in place, in terms of, excuse me, we have a plan in place for our trainer and doctor, and knowing that most of the time you're going to have some guys that are banged up, and we'll execute that plan.
Do you feel like you could have given the offensive line a little bit more help?
Guys, there were times that we were helping. You just can't help everybody. There's times that you got to, you can help one or the other. It's difficult in most situations unless you want to just sit there and have two-man routes, and we can't do that. We've got to be able to, to operate. And, they physically won the line of scrimmage today. No two ways about it on their defense. He was. Jonathan Massaquad put some pressure on the quarterback. Got a couple of holding calls. I still felt like we left some sacks out there. There was some pressure. The first drive we had the DPI, which was an easy score for him because of the long penalty. But I did think Jonathan Massaquad did some good things. Our nemesis on defense through the first half was not necessarily third down. It was second down. We'd get them into a first down. We'd win first down, and we gave up big plays on second down in the game today.
Mike, we're seeing some of the same things, obviously, over the last 3, 4, 5 games. Hearing some of the same things after games, are you any closer, do you believe, to finding some answers to fix this thing?
Absolutely, Jeff. We are absolutely. There were, anytime you watch the tape and you really know what's being called, you know what what guys are supposed to do, you see improvement. Are we taking what we're doing on the practice field to the game? It has not happened. I think we've had some good practices. These guys are working their asses off, and we're not getting the results on the field. And ultimately, we're not getting the result that we want. We've got to be better, and guys have got to step up and make plays. We've got guys that are in position. You guys watch the game, that are in position to make plays, and they're not making the plays when they're presented to them. We've got to do a better job of trying to manufacture that situation where they can use their skill set to the best of their ability.
Anybody else? Any thoughts on both the Saints and the Panthers lost today?
Any thoughts on that? This division is going to be a competitive division every single time. And I want to say this. Hey, it's our job to stop them on defense. It's our job to score points. And they scored more points. You know, they scored more points than us today. And that is, you know, that is the bottom line. That's my only concern. I'm not concerned about the Carolina Panthers, the New Orleans Saints, or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We've got to focus on the Atlanta Falcons, and together we will pull out of this.
Do you have any concerns about this thing jumping the rails?
Jumping the rails? I'm not.
Well.
Yeah. What do you mean? Yeah, we got 9 games left, and I know every man in that room and every coach in that room will work their ass off this week to get prepared and play the football team that we're fixing to play, and that's the Detroit Lions. I have no doubt what the makeup of the football players and the coaches and the organization that we have in Atlanta. So, you know, I think it's a silly question.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Josh Wilson seemed to have a little bit of reaction to them.
Excuse me?
Josh Wilson seemed to have a little bit of reaction towards their sideline about them throwing the ball down the field at the end there. Do you have any objections?
Do I have any comments? Hey, no, I don't have any objections. John coaches his football team. Their defense tries to stop us. Our defense tries to stop them. They called a play. We didn't stop them. And that's the end of it. Okay, that's the bottom line. Our job is to stop the opponent, and we didn't do it. Doesn't matter what the situation is, what the score is. That's what our job is.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.